On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Yeah, we'll go through a couple of questions without notice shortly, and you can get involved as well. 1300 736 736. Lines are always open. Mick is on the line. G'day to you, Mick.
G'day, fellas. How you doing there?
We're good, buddy.
Good, Mick.
Yeah. Firstly, two players that probably would struggle with at Collingwood would be Maynard and Crisp. If we lost them, they're the two prime movers. And I think you're wrong about Dixon. I reckon he's the most overrated player in the AFL. I reckon he plays maybe half a good game in one out of four, and he cheats a lot to get his ball. He pushes it in the back a lot. I don't think he's, for his size, he should be doing a lot better. And then he does the double fist pump when he kicks a goal off the back of, pushes someone in the back.
Mick, he was the leading goal scorer in a team that played off in a prelim final. I mean, I get the sentiment that he gets his hands to a lot of balls and drops some, but in terms of team makeup, structure, and importance, I think he's probably Port Adelaide's most important player.
Do you think he's better than Robbie Gray?
I'm not saying he's a better footballer. I think there's a difference there. Yeah, in terms of he's much more important than Robbie Gray. Robbie Gray, at the stage that he's at, is not. If you've missed Robbie Gray for a week or two, you can cope. I'm just not sure Port Adelaide can. Time will tell, Mick, but yeah, I agree with you on those couple of Collingwood boys. Maynard is an absolute star. Funny Corn, you gave St Kilda no leeway for performing below expectations when they had several injuries last year, but you're already giving Port Adelaide excuses when one bloke gets injured and the season hasn't even started. There's no excuses, JJ, I'm just saying, and asking the question, if you lose a player, which one can you least afford to lose? And Dixon would be right up there for me.
Nah, agreed. His impact is, you cannot judge his impact by stats and numbers. And you shouldn't judge many or any tall forwards' impacts by their numbers, because the reality is a lot of them, or all of them, average around 10 or 11 touches. So, his impact is bringing the ball to ground and 2v1s and all those sorts of things, and then bobbing up and kicking his two or three. So I do agree with you.
Get involved in this. The race for the final list spot at Gold Coast is down to two, with former top 10 pick Nathan Freeman and McGarry medal winner James Sitsis vying for the last position on the Suns rookie list. Would Freeman be a good fit? Know much about him, Jay. His name pops up at this time each and every year. My view is, if you haven't been on an AFL list by the stage that he has been at, and I understand there's some injuries, you're probably not good enough, and he's not going to move the needle for Gold Coast at all. But would you like to see him get another shot?
Yeah, I'd like to see him get another. I think if you earn the opportunity, then you earn the opportunity. So he definitely has. He was completely dominant in the VFL, for the VFL games that were played. He's a little bit older. I don't necessarily think, I don't think Gold Coast should be looking for guys to move the needle. I think they should be looking for the Charlie Constables and those who, can actually just help them play a little bit more consistently from a week to week basis. So whether he's that, he's a big, strong, powerful midfielder, if he's that guy who can come in and, be consistent, because I think their performances dip too often. So if he can help them just be a little more consistent, then probably he's the one. I don't actually know much about Sitsis from the SANFL, so I can't really give comment there.
Nick Kyrgios believes personalities in tennis haven't been accepted. Let's have a listen to part of what he had to say.
I just think that tennis has done a really poor job with accepting personalities in the past. I think they've kind of really only marketed three players for the last decade, and now it's kind of caught up with them, so hence they've tried to, push some of the next-gen guys, which I think some of them are really exciting. I really like the two young Canadians. I think can really do some special things in the sport, but tennis has really, struggled to embrace different personalities, and people go about it differently. Something about Thanasi, when I watch him play singles, it glues me to the TV, whether he's losing, whether he's winning. It's just the way he goes about it. And I think, tennis needs to embrace that more. You look at the match against me and Medvedev, you couldn't have two pole opposite kind of personalities going up against it, but the actual quality of tennis was still to a pretty good level that I thought, and it was fun. It was at the end of the day, I'm going to shake the man's hand and say, too good, you were too good at the end of the day, but the match was fun to watch, and I think tennis needs to just push that, I think, a lot. Otherwise, yeah, it's in trouble.
What's up with the Phantom of the Opera music in the background? What was that?
I don't think tennis is in trouble. And I disagree in a way. I think we've always embraced personalities. Back from McEnroe, I mean, Leighton Hewitt was a character in his own way.
Yeah.
Because it's such a...
But he wasn't... Leighton wasn't really beloved in his early days with the, you know, the backwards hat. But I think...
He won him over.
That's what I was going to say. I think what Nick misses is the fact that you can't just expect the media to just go out and say, we're going to just pick these guys and market them. You've actually got a Federer and Nadal and Djokovic have put their work, they've got a large body of work, and now they are marketed and they're still continuing to be at the top of their game. So you've got to, it's the chicken or the egg. Well,
you've got to earn the
right
to be respected. And he hasn't earned the right through his performance to have that level of respect just because you're a character and you're a great person. Terrific.
But That's right.
Imagine if it was Kyrgios plus the results. He would be the biggest name in Australian sport in the last 20 years if he had done that. But he's never going to get those results. That was Questions Without Notice. Time now for some more news headlines at 8:30. Still to come on your McCafe menu, one of the NBL superstars, Mitch Creek, is going to join us.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co. Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.